This is Radio Superior 1942, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1942. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1942. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
It is 6 o'clock Central Standard Wartime, and this is station KUWS, broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin, the land of beautiful lakes. For this Friday, April the 10th, 1942, we'll bring you the latest war news on the Martin and McKenna Show. Rapid Ray Paulson has the sports, and Harriet Farig will be in with a look at what's playing at the local theaters. And a special radio event, friends, for the first time ever, a local mother will be presented with a 4-star award for having 4 sons in the service. And you can hear it right here. In these dark days of this war, there's no better reminder about who and what we are fighting for. Now the Popkin Furniture 6 o'clock news with Lou Martin. Popkin Furniture, celebrating 40 years in business. Good evening, Lou. The news is still bad from the Far East, I understand.
Indeed, Jack, I'm afraid that it is. And good evening, listeners. For the first time, the War Department is giving details about the fall of Bataan in the Philippine Islands. At a news conference today, Secretary of War Henry Stimson acknowledged that General Jonathan Wainwright's 36,000 troops have either been killed or captured defending the Jungle Peninsula off of Manila Bay. Mr. Stimson told newsmen that President Roosevelt himself had authorized General Wainwright to take any action that he deemed necessary, as it was apparent that the Japanese would prevail and U.S. forces were almost out of supplies. Chief of Staff General George C. Marshall was notified of the Bataan collapse. He did not comment, but his aides say that he appeared depressed by the news. Collapse of Lieutenant General Wainwright's forces on Bataan means that the last American foothold in the Philippines are 4 small rock-bound islands at the mouth of Manila Bay. The largest is Corregidor, 5 miles by 3 miles of solid rock, now fortified with 12-inch guns which command the entrance to Manila Bay. Tunnels and big galleries have been dug out of the rock for shelters, and anti-aircraft batteries ring Corregidor's Fort Mills. It's not known how their supplies are holding out. As Japanese planes intensify their attacks, ammunition and medical supplies could be a critical factor. So far, damage to the islands has been minimal. The other islands have smaller ports. Fort Drum, Hughes, and Frank control a system of electric mines at the harbor's entrance. Japanese planes have attacked the island nation of Ceylon. Ceylon has a British base and some of the best natural harbors in the region that are used by the British fleet. Radio Berlin reports that Tokyo is also landing an expeditionary force on the Bay of Bengal, supported by cruisers and destroyers, and that major Japanese forces are north of Akyam, Burma. Berlin reports that forces on the east side of the Bay of Bengal marching toward Calcutta. These troops are said to be just 30 miles from the Indian border. Ironically, diplomats from India and British continued to negotiate to get India's help to the Allied cause. The new Japanese threat could push the Indians to a quicker decision. Britain has promised independence for its dominion if it uses its massive army in the Allied effort. We're fortunate to have 10th District Congressman Barney Gehrman in our studio this evening.
It's my duty to talk to my fellow Americans in the 10th Congressional District. And in light of what's happening, it's time for some straight talk.
Is there any sign that the tide will turn in the Pacific? You know, it seems like the Japanese are dangerously close to Calcutta, Sydney, and now this terrible news from the Philippines.
Well, before I left Washington, I met with the Secretary of War, Stimson. Again, folks, it's time for some straight talk. Secretary Stimson says that we must stop them where they are now, or force them to make some kind of desperate gamble which could turn the momentum to our side. We're pouring supplies and soldiers into 2 wars right now, the Pacific and the European theaters.
That's why the 4-month battle for the Philippines was so important.
As awful as the news has been from there, you have to realize it was a victory in a matter of speaking. We were badly outnumbered and outgunned, yet we hung on and held up the Japanese forces from expanding in other areas. These heroes of Bataan did everything we could have hoped they could do, and much more. Even now, just a day since the fall of Bataan, the Japanese seem to know that they only have so much time to gain victories. The advance on Calcutta in Burma is very dangerous. Hopefully we can hold the line now, continue working hard here on the home front, and get war materials and men to the Pacific and get ready for our first offensive.
And then we start our march toward Tokyo.
Again, Lou, time for play and talk. We hear about this war being over by Christmas. That's foolhardy. Germany and Japan have been preparing for this war for 10 years. While we were struggling to get out of the Depression, they were building autobahns and move tanks and ships and land troops and planes to strike cities. Japan doesn't even have a concept of defeat. Soon, the people of Australia and India will be fighting for the very lives of their nations. Losses there opened a way for the Axis to complete the circle of Egypt and the Mediterranean and to the west coast of the United States.
Well, thank you, Congressman.
I just want to tell everyone that I've visited the shipyards and factories in Superior. I've seen the recycling drives and sent off new draftees from here as they head to Camp Grant. I'm proud, sir, so very proud of being an American, especially an American from Upper Wisconsin. The effort here is important. This plain talk is important, not to hurt morale, but to inspire citizens to the seriousness of the situation. Our men and women in the Pacific need all the help they can get now, and right now. The only place that can send help is the United States mainland. It appears just about every other place is fighting for survival. Good night. God bless the United States of America.
Amid all this news of Axis advances in the Pacific, we have this flash in from the United Press in Russia. The massive Nazi spring offensive against Soviet forces, including newly manufactured tanks and dive bombers, has apparently been halted after a fierce 10-day battle. Nazi forces failed to take a bridgehead aimed to reverse their fortunes, which turned for the worst last December at the gates of Moscow. Popkin Furniture News Time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor.
Thank you, Lou. In spite of the war-torn news that comes to us, seems like every day, every hour, every minute during this terrible war, life still must go on with the folks back home. And now Popkin Furniture Company offers everybody some very special prices, like White Star gas ranges, all styles, with or without covers, including tax and your old range, $89. How about that? And here's some rugs, 1942 patterns, 9x12 size, $2.98. Speed Queen washer. We only have 14 left, so you better hurry if you want one of these. Anniversary price, $59, while they last. Listen to this one, folks. 8-piece walnut veneer suite. Extension table, 6 chairs and buffets in select walnut combinations with rich carving and inlays at this low price. But you say, oh, Jack, that's got to be a price I can't afford. No worry, friends, no way. $89 for that 8-piece walnut veneer suite. Okay, that's Popkin Furniture Company at 518 Tower Avenue in Superior, of course. Lou?
The possibility that the Toledo Pier in Superior's East End may be used for shipbuilding continues, as Naval Constructors Company of Minneapolis sent another $100 to the city to keep its options open for the site. Naval Constructor says that it wants to build ships at the Toledo Pier. A hold has been put on the price of iron ore mined in the Lake Superior region. Federal Price Administrator Leon Henderson has ordered that iron ore remain at last year's price of $4.45 a ton. This includes mines in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and Minnesota's Iron Range. Mines which were idle in 1940 and 41 will be back in business this year, since war demands are expected to see a record 90 million tons of iron ore mined this year. The political party of Fighting Bob La Follette may be dancing its last dance. His son, U.S. Senator Robert La Follette, Jr., is meeting with Progressive Party members in Milwaukee this week, and he's urging them not to defect. Several prominent Progressive Party members have already announced their candidacy for statewide office on the Republican ticket for this fall. Well, it's been 2 years since the Nazi ended the phony war and invaded Norway. Now the Norsk nation may be more than Germany wants to handle. This hot potato is tying up 80,000 German troops to maintain the Quisling puppet regime, but that may not be enough. Many young and able-bodied Norwegian men have already slipped their fishing vessels and freighters into the hands of the Allies. Children on sleighs have smuggled Norway's substantial gold supply into the hands of the Free Norwegian Cause. And the underground radio stations transmit German movements on land and sea to the British. Now Nazi collaborators and Prime Minister Quisling ordered restrictions on services at Trondheim Cathedral, prompting priests and bishops to resign. Now all churches are joining in this act of civil disobedience. And when Quisling ordered Norwegian teachers to begin instructions of Nazification to school children, all of the country's teachers have resigned in protest. All of this is expected to force Germany to beef up its troop strength in Norway. Norwegian churches in the United States will observe the second anniversary of the occupation this Sunday. And Crown Princess Martha will christen a Liberty ship, the St. Olaf.
Well, that'll make the Norwegians around here proud, Lou. Matter of fact, using proud and Norwegian in the same sentence might be a tad redundant. And maybe our Swedish friends will be given fits. Friends, we're going to keep showing you ways that can help our brave boys overseas tonight. Stick with us. Let's do our part with this newly censored, shortened weather forecast for this April the 10th, 1942, from the United States Weather Bureau. Mild is the way the weather's been the last couple of days, and mild it will continue to be tonight, and as you wake tomorrow morning. We could use a few April showers, my friends, to get those brown lawns to turn green. Now we know the war news is not good, but that old American stick-to-itiveness will prevail. So let's whistle a determined tune of victory tonight, shall we? Here's Yingle Yangle Yingle on the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today. I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go riding merrily along.
Jingle, jangle.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single.
Jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. Cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go right merrily along.
Jingle, jangle.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single.
Jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle,
as I
jingle.
As I go riding merrily along.
As I go riding merrily along.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad?
And they sing,
single.
Oh, ain't you glad?
And that
single.
Song ain't so very far
and
from
that
wrong.
Song ain't so very far from wrong.
Oh, Lily Bell. Oh, Lily Bell. Though I may have done
done some fooling. This is why I never fell.
Cause I got spurs that jingle jangle.
I got spurs that jingle jangle.
As I go riding merrily along.
As I go riding merrily along.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Yes, sirree, sir, folks, one of those fine tunes that kind of sticks with you all day if you let it. You know how you go to bed at night humming jingle, jangle, jingle? Kate Kaiser is the band, and the vocals by Julie Conway and Harry Babbitt on station KUWS. Well, it's time to talk about our friends at Capital Market Friends. It seems like I've got nothing but good news for shoppers today, whether it's furniture or something to eat. Or farmer matches. 10 boxes for 39 cents. How about that? Orange or grapefruit? I don't believe this. This must be an error. Well, I guess it's right, though. 25 cents a dozen. Asparagus, something that a lot of folks think of as an expensive vegetable. Just 19 cents for a 20-ounce large can. Yeah, right. How about a beef roast for 23 cents a pound? None higher. Steak, a pound, 29 cents. Goodness sakes, how can you turn any of these down? And if you like bacon for breakfast, how about 27 cents for a layer of sliced bacon, a pound? That's at Capital Market, folks. Give them a call. You'll save plenty of money on that old food budget at your home. Capital Market. Time now for some more music. One of those great tunes by Artie Shaw. Very popular out there. Young men and ladies tooling around in their car, nothing in mind except to listen to the radio. With the encouraging sounds of 1942. Here's Artie Shaw and Frenzy on the Voice from the head of the Lake Station, KUWS.
Thank you.
You've just enjoyed Artie Shaw's great 1940 hit, Frenzy, on station KUWS. Hey, friends, here's some important news from our cab companies in Superior. Effective April 15th at 6 a.m., new meter rates will be in effect. It'll cost 25 cents for that first half mile, 6 blocks for 2 bits, you might say, then 10 cents for each additional mile. Everything's going up, folks, and these are still reasonable rates for getting around town. Remember, when you need a ride, call Acme Cab at 8842 or Checker Cab, dial 9022, Saratoga and Superior Taxi at 7791, Tip Top at 6681, and Yellow Cab, dial 5577.
I'm really looking forward to the four-star ceremony, Jack.
These kind of ceremonies are rare, but they are happening in cities and towns all around the good old U.S. of A., but never live on the radio.
This is such an important event that they should all be on radio. Let me bring in our own and always lovely Harriet Fierig with news from the theaters.
This four-star ceremony is very important, but I just can't imagine. I mean, I have to be honest here, Lewis. A mother with 4 sons in the service during such a horrible wartime. The courage of each and every mother should be recognized, but a 4-star mother, goodness, bless her heart. There are many entertaining films to choose from in Superior, as demure a load of dynamite that ever blasted onto the silver screen is Ginger Rogers as Roxy Hart. And starting Saturday, this one I can't wait to see, Lewis, is Katherine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy in Woman of the Year, all at the Palace. By the way, prices are going up at the theater. Starting Sunday, matinees will cost 30 cents, and evening showings will be 40 cents. The cost for kids will go up a penny to 11 cents.
What are you going to do? You know, the war is driving up prices everywhere.
The Prince's Theater has an exciting romantic comedy, A Golden Fleecing, plus newsreels and a Porky color cartoon. Admission is just 15 cents from noon to midnight at the Prince's. The Beacon has Gene Autry's Heart of the Rio Grande, featuring his number one hit song, Deep in the Heart of Texas. The Beacon also has cartoons, the March of Time newsreels, and a community sing-along.
Sounds great. Thank you, Harriet. Hope you'll stick around for the ceremony.
I'd be honored. I've already met the mother. She's nervous, but I told her this radio thing is pretty easy stuff.
You're not supposed to tell him that. Thanks, Harriet. As we get everyone lined up, let's have an appropriate number here with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Jack Leonard on vocals, and All the Things You Are on station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lake.
Trembles on the brink of a lovely song. Draw the angel glow that lights the star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine.
Yes, a great winner. Good listeners, the music of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestras from 1940, All the Things You Are, on station KUWS, and that was Jack Leonard on the vocal.
Now let's have you right here, Mr. Sajak, right over there. Yes, that's fine.
It's a little cozy here in our studio, but everyone's here for the first ever radio broadcast of a four-star presentation, Lou.
I'd like to introduce Mr. James Murphy, the president of the city council, and Mr. Harold Clark, the commander of the Superior Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 847, and our guest of honor, Mrs. Frank Sajak of Oliver.
Oh, dear. It's really you, Lou Martin. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Don't be nervous now, Mrs. Sajak.
Oh, your hair really is a very lovely red, just like I imagined.
Not again. I don't believe
you. You're too kind, Mrs. Sajak. But, you know, you're the star here.
No. Don't say it.
Four stars, to be exact.
Oh, Mr. Martin. So clever and witty, too.
What is it with you, Lou?
Jack.
Mr. Murphy, you will be doing the presenting, sir?
It is my honor and privilege to present to you, Mrs. Frank Sajak, the mother of four sons in the service of our beloved country in her time of great need and peril, the emblem of honor. Commander Clark, the pin, please.
And Mrs. Sajak, may I say thank you on behalf of people everywhere who believe in freedom and liberty and the preservation of our way of life. This pin signifies the sacrifice you have made with your four sons in the service of this nation. I'll just pin this...
Harriet should do that.
Yes, that would be a relief. I mean, that would be just fine.
There. And on behalf of women everywhere who truly understand your great gift of your sons, thank you.
Well, I don't know what to say. All this fuss over me when it's my boys who are the reason for my becoming a four-star mother.
Tell us a little bit about each, if you will, Mrs. Sajak.
Well, there's Victor. He's the oldest. He's 26 and with the Armored Division at Camp Polk, Louisiana. He's the one who writes me every day, the sweet boy. And Louis, he's 24 and stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington. The youngest is Fred. He's 21 and with the Quartermaster Corps in Oklahoma City. He's always sending me little things in the mail, goodies, you know. The one we're almost concerned about is Carl. He's stationed overseas, and they're not saying where. We just don't know, and haven't heard from him for a while, I'm afraid. Carl always was the one to take the risks among the boys.
There now.
Well, thank you one and all for this important event. Mrs. Sajak, your boys will be in our thoughts and prayers.
Congratulations, Mrs. Sajak.
Yes, congratulations, Mother Sajak.
A stirring moment in time, good listeners. April the 10th, 1942. We'll bid adieu now, but we'll be back, same time and same place on your radio dial. For Lou Martin and all of you in the service of our country, and all you mothers and fathers of these fine lads and lassies, this is Jack McKenna speaking, and good night.
This is Radio Superior 1942, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances provided by Kathy Loxo, Tom Martinson, Peter Nordgren, and Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1942.